Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey in your area and we would like to put your opinion. First of all, which of the following best describes you? Currently employed full-time, currently employed part-time, not currently employed but seeking employment, not currently employed and not seeking employment, retired or student?
Retired.
Thank you. And are you any member of your household currently employed in any of the following types of occupations? Retail, restaurants, hospitality, professional services, banking, trade services like electrical, plumbing, or HVAC, healthcare, nonprofit, manufacturing, construction, or commercial real estate development, or other?
No, both my wife and I are both retired.
Okay, Nick. And now, what county do you live in?
County?
Yes, and just to make sure we speak to all areas.
Lycoming County.
Okay. And which of the following have you done within the past 12 months? Declare bankruptcy, welcome a new child into the new household, open a new credit card, purchase a new car, both a new home or refinance your home, open a new checking account, started a new job, open a saving account, starting a business, or none of the above?
No, we bought a new home.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your age? 18 to 27, 28 to 40, 41 to 57, 58 to 77, or more?
58 to 77.
And are you male, female, non-binary, or prefer not to answer?
Male.
Thank you. And how involved are you in selecting and managing the finances for your household? You currently do not have a bank and use cash and check cashing services. You are not very involved in banking decisions for your household. You are the key decision maker, but someone else handles day-to-day banking needs, or you are the key decision maker and handle most of banking decisions.
Handle most of.
And what do you look for in a bank? In your own words.
What was the question again?
What do you look for in a bank?
A convenience location.
Okay, just let me document your answer. And now, which of the following do you currently have? Checking account, savings account, 401k retirement account, money market account, home equity loan, auto loan, mortgage, investment account, personal loan, credit card, mobile payment app, or none of the above?
Checking, savings, and credit card.
Okay. And your primary bank will be the one with which you have most of your day-to-day account. How many years have you been with your primary bank? Less than 1 year, 2 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, 21 to 30 years, or 30 years or more?
2 to 5.
And this survey is about your banking needs, and your answers will remain anonymous and are designed to inform banking services in your area. So thinking about banking institutions in your area, what are the top 5 banks that come to mind? Your top 5
Truist.
Banks.
Truist.
Yes.
M&T Bank.
I'm sorry, M&T, okay.
Jersey Shore State Bank.
Jersey Shore State Bank, okay. Just 2 more.
Bank of America.
Let me find out.
CNN.
Okay, and CNN, okay. That's the top 5. And which of the following banks have you heard of? I'm going to read you a short list and tell me yes or no, okay? Bank of the America?
Yes.
CNN?
Yes.
Citizens Bank?
Yes.
Shimung Canal Trust Company? Or Shimung, sorry?
No, I don't know that one.
No. TD Bank?
Yes.
First National Bank of PA?
Yep.
Jersey Shore State Bank?
Yes.
Monument Bank?
No, I don't know that one.
Okay. Covenant Bank?
No.
PNC?
Yes.
M&T Bank?
Yes, I know that one.
BB&T or Trust?
Yes.
Five Star Bank?
No.
First Commonwealth Bank?
Yes.
FCCB, or formerly First Citizens Community Bank?
No, I don't know that one.
Okay. Key Bank?
No.
Santander Bank?
Yes.
Northwest Bank?
No.
Fulton Bank?
No.
Penn Community Bank?
No.
Meridian Bank?
Yes.
S&T Bank?
No.
Q&B Bank?
Nope.
Woodlands Bank?
Yes.
Muncie Bank?
Yes.
Unibet Bank?
No.
And Wells Fargo?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following banks do you currently have a relationship with? Bank of America, CNN, Citizen Bank, TD Bank, First National Bank of PA, Jersey Shore, PNC, M&T Bank, BB&T, Trust, First Commonwealth Bank, Santander Bank, Meridian Bank, Woodlands Bank, Muncie Bank, or Wells Fargo?
I actually would prefer not to answer that one.
I cannot proceed if you don't select any of the available options.
Okay, Wells Fargo.
I'm sorry?
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo. Oh, okay, thank you, sir. And which bank would you consider your primary bank today? Wells Fargo?
Yes.
And if making the choice today, which banks would you consider? Bank of America, CNN, Citizens Bank, TD Bank, First National Bank of PA, Jersey Shore State Bank, PNC, M&T Bank, BB&T, Trust, First Commonwealth Bank, Santander Bank, Meridian Bank, Woodlands Bank, Muncie Bank, or Wells Fargo?
Wells Fargo.
And if making the choice today, which one bank would you most prefer to use?
Wells Fargo.
And why do you prefer this bank?
It's just who I'm dealing with right now, who I have my accounts with.
Okay, just let me document your answer. And which, if any, banks would you avoid?
I wouldn't avoid it. I don't have any problem with any of them.
With any of them? Are you sure?
No. Nope.
Bank of America, yeah. CNN, Citizens? Okay, none.
No.
And
no issue.
For which bank have you seen, read, or heard any advertising for? Could include ads you have seen while online on or your phone, as well as traditional print, television, radio, or billboards?
Boy, I don't really recall any.
Any of them?
Well, not like a
phone or online? No.
I don't think so, no.
And knowing that one bank typically is not the best at everything, what one bank would you associate with being best in the following ways? Having convenient branch locations.
I guess maybe Truist.
Truist. Okay, for location. And most up-to-date with technology? Which bank?
I mean, I have to say Wells Fargo just because I don't know any of the other ones that well.
And great programs for youth?
Yeah, most of my answers for this kind of stuff would just be Wells Fargo because I don't know any other ones.
Okay. And best reputation in area? Which bank?
Wells Fargo. Yeah, Wells Fargo.
Best credible support locally?
Let's see, Wells Fargo.
Best local connections?
Wells Fargo.
Most trustworthy?
Wells Fargo.
Most banking expertise in your area?
Wells Fargo.
Most helpful banking personnel?
Wells Fargo.
Quickest access to loans?
What was that again?
Quickest access to loans.
Wells Fargo for all these.
And the last three, bet rates?
Yep, Wells Fargo.
Most personalized service?
Wells Fargo.
And easiest to work with?
Wells Fargo.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you for your time. Please evaluate these messages that a bank could say by placing them in order of most important to least important, okay? I have a list. This bank has products and services to help people start and grow small businesses. The second is provide easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools. The after that, teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs. Give back and help support the community its services through volunteer work and financial support. Has wealth management and retirement products. Offer processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud. And has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive $400 cash bonus. Or the last four, has banking services tailored to you 24/7, ATMs, online bill pay. Offer products and services to help you invest wisely for the future. Or the last two, offers opportunities to lock in great rates of up to 3 home equity loans. And the last one, offer financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education. From the list, which is the most important?
I can't really remember all the ones that you said at this point.
I can repeat the list as many times as you want. It's not a problem. But tell me, this is the most important, okay, when you hear the statement. I have has products and services to help people start and grow small business, provide easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools.
I think that's the easy access.
Okay. And the second one, most important, has wealth management and retirement products, offer processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud, or has a promotion.
Protection from
this
fraud.
This is the second one? Okay, this is the second one. And after that, has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive a $400 cash bonus, and has banking services tailored to you, 24/7 ATMs, online bill pay, offers products. This is the third one.
The one you just said would be the next one.
Okay. The has banking services tailored 24/7. And after that, offers financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education, offers opportunities to lock in great rates up to 3 home equity loans, or again, I will repeat the list again and tell me the fourth most important. Has products and services to help people start a grow small business, teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs, give back and help support the communities it serves through volunteer work and financial support, has wealth management and retirement products, has promotion to open a checking account online and receive $400 cash bonus, offer products and services to help you invest wisely for the future, offer opportunities to lock in great rates on up to 3 home equity loans, or the last one, offers financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education. Which is the fourth?
Really, the rest of them don't really matter so much to me, so I'll just take them in the order that you said them.
But I really need to place in them in order of most important to least important. So please tell me the fourth most important, okay? I will read you the list again and tell me that is the fourth, that is the five, okay? This is the last time. Has products and services to help people start and grow a small business.
That'll be number four.
The number four, okay. And the next one, give back and help support the communities it services through volunteer work and financial support.
Yep, that's number five.
And teaches youth responsible finance habits through youth programs.
Yep, that's six.
And has wealth management and retirement products?
Yep, 7.
And the last 4, has wealth management and retirement products?
Yep, that'll be the last one.
Offer products and services to help you invest wisely for the future?
Yep, that'll be next.
The 9, okay. And the last 2, offered financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education?
Yep, that'll be next.
Okay, and the last one has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive $400 cash bonus. Thank you, sir, for your help. And we're almost done. We're 75% down. Thank you for your kindness to help us. Which one bank do you most associate with these messages? This bank teaches youth responsible finance habit through youth programs. Which bank you most associate?
I don't really know any of them. Wells Fargo.
And gives back and helps support the communities it serves through volunteer work and financial support?
Wells Fargo.
And has banking service tailored to you 24/7, ATMs, and online bill pay?
Wells Fargo.
Has a promotion to open a checking account online and receive $400 cash bonus?
I guess Wells Fargo. I don't really know, though.
Offer processes, tools, and advice to protect you and your finances from fraud.
Wells Fargo.
Offer opportunities to lock in great rates on up to 3 home equity loans.
Wells Fargo.
Has wealth management and retirement products.
Wells Fargo.
And the last 4, has products and services to help people start and grow a small business.
Wells Fargo.
Offer products and services to help you in best wisely for the future?
Wells Fargo.
Provide easy access to your finances at any time with digital tools?
Wells Fargo.
And the last one, offer financial wellness tools like credit monitoring and financial education?
Wells Fargo.
Thank you. And we're interested in the reputation associated with different banks in your area, so please describe C&N in your own words. Specifically, what makes it different than other banks in the area? You can say anything at all in your own words, based on what you have seen or heard.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about them.
Okay. So just let me document your answer. About them, okay? Thank you. And which of these adjectives would you associate with CNN? Incompetent from 0 to 10?
I don't know. 5, I guess.
Okay. And caring from 0 to 10? This is basically a last part. Based on what you have seen or heard.
Of CNN?
Yes, about CNN.
I don't really hear anything about them.
But caring from 0 to
10?
5. Yeah. Stuck in the past from 0 to 10? How would you rate them? Vibrant?
Yeah, I'd go 5 on these because I just don't know them, you know.
And large?
5.
Community-minded?
5.
Trustworthy?
5.
Antiquate?
5.
Sophisticate?
5.
Inattentive from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, and now we just have a few more questions to help us classify your responses, and we're done. How long have you lived in the general Pennsylvania area?
A year and a half.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your household income last year? Less than $35,000, $35,000 but less than $50,000, $50,000 but less than $100,000, $100,000 but less than $150,000, $150,000 but less than $200,000, $200,000 but less than $250,000 or $250,000 or more?
50 to 100.
And how many children under the age of 18 do you have living in your household?
None.
And which of the following best describes your marital status? Married, domestic partnership, single, engaged, or other?
Married.
And which of the following best describes your highest level of education?
High school.
And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity?
White, Caucasian.
And for classification purposes only, do you consider yourself to be of Latin or Hispanic origin, yes or no?
No.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help, sir. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.